Hi guys, welcome to the Fusion Podcast. Sal and I are back. How are you doing, Sal? You on
I'm
the
good, thanks. Yeah, good. Hey guys, hope all is well, Mark. We got a good show today, haven't we? This one's really tied in with our next workshop and a kind of a
line?
next
Absolutely.
step of so you know, we're so much thinking about the approach of the fusion of the East and the West, and our next one is all about mindful movement, isn't it, Mark?
It is, yeah. We're really interested in bringing things that you learn in a yoga class, in a Tai Chi class, in a martial arts class, skills you learn in the gym, and really not letting those benefits and those skills stop the moment you leave the training hall or the moment you step off the yoga mat, but bringing them into your everyday life. Because really, what you know, the benefits kind of pointless if you're just leaving them in the training hall or on the yoga mat. You know, you want to bring them into your everyday life, make yourself fitter, stronger, able to move better. So the next workshop, Mindful Everyday Movements, is basically going to be re-teaching people about sitting, standing, twisting, walking, reaching for things, carrying, squatting, you know, all of these everyday movements that you probably do when you're in a class situation, but then you go back into your bad habits of overcompensating or not moving correctly when you're kind of reaching for your shopping bag or twisting to get something in the kitchen or picking up your children or your grandchildren. So that's really the theme of where we're going with this next workshop.
Yeah, it's such a good one. So, guys, one of the things as well, I know, having practiced many things over the years, and particularly in physical discipline, you can be really disciplined and think, yep, I've got the best forward fold, or I've got the best stretch movement or lift movement in my yoga practice or my weights room. And you're absolutely rubbish at work, or you're getting something at the back of the car. And then you're like, how did I get a bad back? You know, I know this stuff. So I would say the thing with mindful movements, we know them all, but what we often do is we forget because it's context. So you might have, as Mark was saying, a class situation or a gym situation where you're really disciplined on your movement. And you actually, when you go to your office or your home, you're sitting in a chair, you might actually sit so unconsciously. So you're just literally not paying attention to what you're doing that you don't realize that your bad back or your grumpy shoulder or that dodgy knee is actually probably to do with the everyday patterns rather than maybe if you're into your running or your gym and stuff. And yeah, and one thing we really want to bring is, as we've always been doing, is this fusion of Eastern and Western. So they're more arts from the yoga and the certainly like Qigong, Tai Chi arts to really paying attention, mind, movement, breath, and then just getting that kind of mantra in one's life so that if you are, you know, as Mark said, picking up the children, you don't just bend over, you know, at an angle with your back twisted, and then suddenly realize you just put your back out for 6 months, and that's a whole load of misery. You're conscious, so yeah. So we're going to be sort of doing some great drills on this stuff. And actually, I've got a story once. So I remember my dad. He decided to fill in his pond, as dads like to do. And he's like, "Great, going to fill in the pond." I was like, "Sure, I'll come give you a hand." He ordered a ton, like 1 ton of rubble. Now, my dad's a strong guy, but he has had a bad back for many years. He's an older guy, and I just saw this being, you know, literally a recipe for disaster. So I called it. I'm like, "I've got this. I do it. No problem." But I remember drilling myself with all the kind of the brace movements we do from weightlifting, the correct flexion, so folding forward movements, the twisting movements, of course, lifting heavy rubble into a thing. And I shifted a ton. Now, I'm not a massive guy. You know, that's quite a big deal for me. I had no problem at all. Had no, I mean, a bit of physical tightness, no problem. Dial back maybe a couple of years before all the work I've done in the yoga field and the movement, I would have had an awful back. I'd have probably been off work for a couple of days, paid for a physio for 3 weeks, and just had a whole host of problems. So this stuff is really practical. And I would also say if you've got some issues with movement, so we've got some clients, Mark and I both have clients who've got some maybe some mobility issues, some injuries, could be an age-related thing. This one's a really good one because it's really, really accessible. So it's kind of grassroots stuff, but applies to everyone. So, and Mark, maybe you could share because we were talking about one of some of your students who really benefit from it. There's a couple in mind, haven't you?
Yeah, very, very much so. And I've got people who I work with who, either professionally or as a hobby, they do their gardening. And I joke that every spring I'm going to get people missing weeks here and there. As soon as the good weather hits, and I usually get, you probably get the same. I get two or three texts saying, "Sorry, can't come this week. I've been out in the garden." And it's just things like that, and it's being able to move properly. And a lot of it is being mindful, because we all slip into bad habits. I mean, I can quite easily sit slouching on the sofa, or if I've been sitting a bit too long at the computer, I'll feel my neck kind of straining forward, especially if I'm really concentrating. And half of it is just having the mindfulness to be able to correct it, to catch yourself, isn't it?
Indeed, it is. Yeah. So this is one of the principles of our sort of fusion concept of bringing the more, the word ritual, I get slightly misunderstood, but bring that kind of just an attitude of like, okay, what am I doing? How am I sitting? How am I standing? How am I moving? How am I breathing? How am I holding my body? Those kind of questions, after a while, they become unconscious, just like we walk down the road. You don't have to consciously walk, but when you were a 2-year-old, you had a lot of effort. And anyone who's had a kind of brain injury, trauma, who has to go through rehab to be retaught to walk, those stories will show that actually, if there's damage, then you have to literally retrain the body. So most of what we do is unconscious. That's how we are efficient human beings. The problem with having unconscious patterns is if they don't work, then you are, talk about movement patterns, then you're going to walk in a particular way, sit in a particular way, or bend and lift, which may actually cause you more problems. And I suspect the problems will be this: backache, neck ache, general aches in the body, general discomfort, those sorts of things. That's the body saying that something isn't really in harmony here, whether that's movement pattern, strength, flexibility. And this is the stuff. Yeah, this is the stuff we're going to really kind of drill into. And, it's great. I've got to say, I've been really kind of my own practice for quite a little while now, sitting. So, Mark, you've mentioned the chair. And for guys who sit in chairs, now, I have my various activities at work, and sometimes I'm seated for a while. And I've noticed just after a while, I have to get up and move. But when I sit, I do a little reset. I kind of organize the body posture. So I've got activity in my core enough to keep me stable, but not that kind of, rigid back or too soft in the abdominal area. And actually, it's making all the difference. Now I'm having to spend some time more in a chair than perhaps I have done for a few months. So yeah, this stuff is really important.
No, I'm really looking forward to this one. We're going to be talking about the movements and the postures, and offering some supplementary exercises, some light weight bearing exercises. But for the guys who are a little bit stronger, we'll offer exercises with heavier weights as well. So wherever you are in the spectrum, whether you can go a little bit heavier or whether you need to go very, very light and gentle, this workshop's re really going to kind of span the whole spectrum for you. So don't think, oh, I know how to walk, I know how to bend and twist. If you're quite a young guy, you'll still get a lot from this workshop.
Yeah,
So it's going to be re really, really good one.
that's a great point, Mark. Yeah, because obviously we're framing it and scaling it so it's really accessible to people who have any kind of mobility issues, some injuries. Obviously, let us know in advance what they are in case there are any kind of contraindications, but generally it's going to be really accessible. But there's always scaling. If you come to my yoga class, you'll always know there's always another level. So if it's carrying something very heavy, well, I've been doing the heavy carries with what we call a farmer's walk, which is essentially a kind of a metal bar either side, you put some weights on. And I've been steadily building this up over the last year, and I can now carry double my own body weight. And so if you want to go heavy, we can take you there. But it's all about scaling and grading, and it starts with the basics. So if you have the correct movement patterns, the correct awareness, the correct breathing, the correct engagement, then whether it's something as simple as just lightweight where you're retraining, or very heavyweight where you're building your competence, the basics apply, and that's what we're really going to drill down. What are the basics, and then what range, what scale do you need to take this to your level?
Exactly. So it's kind of not like the last workshop, which was a little bit more weightlifting orientated. This one's very, very much about everyday movement patterns, retraining, relearning, being mindful of what they are, learning how to do them properly. So it's going to be really, really good. And I think we're nearly halfway sold out already. So it's proving to be a popular one. So if you guys are interested, email fusion-training@outlook.com to book your place.
Yes, indeed. So yeah, just a quick reminder on the details. It's Saturday, November 17th at the Dolphin Leisure Centre. We are using the space there, 2 p.m. to 4:30. So yeah, get in touch if you want to know more. There's more details written up on the Fusion Training Facebook page. Obviously, you can contact us direct at fusion-training@outlook.com for a personal response. And yeah, looking forward to it. So thank you, Mark. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. That's why it's good to work in partnership, isn't it? Because I always forget those details, like where it is and when it is.
Yeah, kind of
Exactly
handy.
where you're
Yeah.
talking about. Brilliant.
Good stuff. Yeah. So, guys, thanks so much. Obviously, both Mark and I, so you've got two very experienced trainers. If you want to read our bios, we've got bios on the Fusion Training page. We have a rich history from very different disciplines. And actually, what we're finding is when you fuse, which is the whole principle of our work, fuse together two rich disciplines that are complementary but different, you create something very, very special. And of course, it's one both Mark and I are incredibly passionate about. So if you're hearing this and think, hey, that's kind of cool, check us out. If you want to share it with a friend or someone who's interested in stuff like this, which is basically living more consciously and well in mind and body, then feel free to share the podcast. We'd so appreciate that.
Absolutely.
All right. So, Mark, good to talk to you guys. Until the next one, take care.
Speak to you soon, guys.
Bye.
Bye bye.